Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for March 24th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, it's a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, and the good sheriff is in the house. Former Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. I am in the house, my own house. Which
that's
is
good for a change.
Kind of strange for a while. So.
It's kind of a blessing, huh?
Yeah, very much so. I'm glad to be home. I will say I'll be seeing Sheriff Clark tonight, who is speaking in Tucson, and my wife has agreed to try to rough it and go with me, even though she's still a little bit ailing from her hip replacement about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Right. All right. Well, our prayers are with her on that. I hope things go with the good Sheriff David Clark coming up tonight. We'll keep an eye on that. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about, which we'll get into later. But Kirk Crosby wants to talk about Deja Vu. That's a 2006 American science fiction film, huh, Kirk?
It's also a song, Deja Vu.
That's right. Did you ever see that, Sheriff Mack?
Did I see the movie?
Yeah.
With Denzel Washington?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. It was pretty interesting.
I don't really remember much about it.
Well, anyway, it's he plays an ATF agent when in New Orleans there's some terrorist wants to blow up a ferry, and then they use a new government program. Now, you kind of wish you had one of these. At least I do. I wish. And this government program, you can go back in time, basically. What is it, 4 days, 6 hours, and 3 minutes, and then you can kind of see what was going on ahead of time, sort of, and, you know, he uses that system to kind of change it so that, you know, all these people don't die. Anyway, it's a pretty interesting idea and show, and, you know, if we could go back in time and, you know, see when, you know, like that Federal Reserve thing got put in and a few of those other things, man, it'd sure be cool to change that. But I don't think we can, so we got to go forward, huh, Sam?
Yes, we do.
Well, I don't even think God can travel in time. And that might.
Well, yeah, but this is Hollywood, you know.
Yeah, and I love movies about time travel, don't get me wrong, but I don't believe it's possible for anyone to turn a clock back and go back to that day. God can see the past. He can see the future, but no one can turn the world or universe back and go back to a time and then relive it and then come back. No one can.
Well, maybe you haven't heard of daylight savings time.
Yeah, you're just not caught up on reality. You don't understand how powerful government really is, Sheriff. I don't know why you don't understand.
Believe me, if they can, I'm going to be first in line to do it.
Now, we may not be able to do a lot of things, but speaking of playing God and turning back time and doing all these things that only government can do, yeah. I guess they got you know, some new sperm count technology coming out that you got to know about too, right, Kate?
Well, Sheriff Mack's probably already aware of this, but it's what I'd call one of your disruptive technology things, Sam. But anyway, a guy named Nicholas Bacalar is writing this piece. Headline reads, "Sperm Counts Via Your Cell Phone." Yeah. They say researchers have developed a device costing less than $5 to make that attaches to your cell phone and provides a quick and easy semen analysis. The device is still in development, but a study of the machine's capabilities concludes that it is just as accurate as the elaborate computer-assisted semen analysis machines costing tens of thousands of dollars in measuring sperm concentration, sperm motility, total sperm count, and total motile cells. Anyway, I mean, this is, I guess, for the guy who has everything, huh?
There you have it. But again, it just it goes to show, though, that, you know what, mother is the necessity, or I'm sorry, invention comes from necessity, right?
Yeah.
And all I can tell
however
is,
that phrase goes.
Yeah, how does it go?
I don't know why I would want one, but...
Necessity is the mother of invention, is how it goes.
I just think it was, you know, I'm looking for, you know, some programs that will do certain things like on your phone, but that
maybe
wasn't exactly one that I was looking for.
Yeah, but if you, Kurt, were not able to make children and you were kind of wondering why and you wanted an inexpensive private way to kind of try to find out if there was a problem and stuff like that, it may be quite valuable. And all I can tell you is when we bring the necessity is the mother of invention. Somebody basically said, look, these $10,000 machines are nuts on parade. Let's solve this in a simple, better way. You know what? Good for them for doing it, and hopefully it'll save a ton of money. But this, bringing up the healthcare discussions we had last hour, this just goes to show we don't need government in the middle of healthcare. What we need is good, honest, private people in the free market doing what they do best, letting necessity be the mother of invention and letting the free market work. And if you can build a better mousetrap, get it done, and all that in the free marketplace of ideas. And so to me, that's kind of the highlight takeaway, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. They say it's going to be, they expect it to be one day as easy as a home pregnancy test. And like you say, Sam, you know, we kind of kid around about it because pretty much all of us are past worried about when the next baby's going to come. Although, you know, we're doing the grandpa thing.
Yeah, I'm worried about when the next baby's going to come. It's just not me and my wife's baby anymore. It's our grandchildren.
Right. We're just working on number 20 now, we found out lately. So, you know, that's
sir.
Grandparent wise, you know, like you pointed out, Sam, this is, I mean, typically if you have to go in and do all this doctor stuff with that, it's pretty embarrassing, and something like this sure would be nice to be able to take care of that. And
not to mention, I don't think you'll have to drop
quite
the cash.
Yeah, that's another great point. I mean, even the federal government ought, well, I don't know if they're happy to not spend money, but it could happen, right?
And speaking of letting the free market work, as I kind of highlighted, was one of the interesting keys here. You know, everybody says Joe Arpaio's the end of the world and Maricopa County's horrible. It's just awful. That's the mainstream press lie. Well, Kurt has some pay dirt on this, too.
Well, yeah, you know, we're told, hey, where's some of the best places to live or where people are moving to, I guess you could say. Well, it turns out that, you know, places, well, at least Maricopa County is one of, I guess you could say, the place that people are moving. They're leaving places like Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia, and they're headed to places like Maricopa County.
The fastest growing county in America.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you knew that already, huh?
Yes.
And that's your county, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there you go.
You need to get out of there while you can, my friend.
Oh, good point.
Right?
There's some truth and wisdom to that.
Well, and it just goes to show, if everybody hates Joe like they say, how's that all happening?
Maybe they're glad he got defeated. I don't know. But, no, I really think that the 3 months he has not been sheriff has had no effect on people moving here one way or the other. People moving here, I believe, has more to do with the climate and business opportunity.
Oh, there's no doubt the free market's
exactly
at the helm,
right.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, there's wide open spaces and people can, you know, spread out.
If you don't believe me, just ask the Dixie Chicks. They'll tell you. Kurt doesn't realize that's one of their songs, Wide Open Spaces, folks.
Oh, okay,
just
good.
Just want to make sure you
guys
are caught
Sam.
Up. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Anyway, I bring that up, though, because...
And you can own a gun here without being harassed.
Yeah, come on. Get
there
it done.
There you go.
Thank heavens for that. By the way, renters are in the mix, too, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, they're basically saying that renters now rule half of U.S. cities. They say the American dream increasingly involves a lease, not a mortgage. Patrick Clark is the writer, and when I saw this, I thought, well, yeah, but, you know, here was my reason for renting for a long time was after the IRS took our house, it was like, don't really do that again. So at least if you're renting, they can't really take your house. So, but they didn't put that in this article. You know what I mean, Sam?
Well, I just find that interesting, though, because I guess they're now saying it's not really even home ownership people are after, right, Kurt? American dream increasingly involves just, what, a lease, not a mortgage?
Yeah, and what's the difference, really? You know, sometimes people think, well, yeah, you own your house. Well, you only own that sucker if you finally pay it off, and then you find out that if you don't pay your yearly taxes to the government, they own it, you know? So what's the difference?
Well, it's a great point when we don't own property anyway, especially when we're taxed to death on the land. Quick pause, Sam, Kurt, the good sheriff, Richard Mack on your radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And this broadcast is brought to you in part by thefreedomcoalition.com. Read it, get involved, put your money and your efforts into this cause, this sacred cause, defending liberty, would you please? There is no freedom with innocence in prison, folks. Thefreedomcoalition.com. All right, Kurt, this lady's name, I think, is Jordine. How do you say your last name here?
Carney? Jordine, the writer. Yeah, Jordane Carney. Yeah, she. The headline from thehill.com is Paul, that in this case is Rand Paul, not Paul Ryan. Yeah. Rand Paul says, Pence should oversee Senate Obamacare repeal votes. Now you say, well, what in the world does that mean? You know, the Washington Times kind of gives it a little bit more concisely. They say, Senator Rand Paul praised House conservatives for blocking the Obamacare repeal bill, but said the White House could easily break the impasse if it would agree to send Vice President Mike Pence up to preside over the eventual Senate debate.
Now, and by the way, Rand Paul is spot on this, Kurt. In the last hour, we broke down many, many, many solutions, and this again, yet again, is another one. The problem is the mainstream press willing to mention it, but not really promote it, not really focus on it, highlight it, educate to the reality of it, etc., right?
Well, it's a great point because the vice president is the president of the Senate. And it goes on to say, Mr. Paul said that would give Republicans a chance to head off the parliamentarian. I guess that's a guy that kind of, you know, changes things on the go.
It's basically chief manipulator at the helm of the Senate to basically manipulate the rules in whatever favor and agenda he wants to promote. That's what it is, Kurt. It's backroom star chamber stuff. Because nobody even knows who the parliamentarian is, right?
And it goes on to say, and reinterpret the budget process rules that have tied GOP leaders' hands and what kind of bill they're able to bring to the floor while avoiding a Democrat filibuster. He said, that alone, I think, would break the logjam and get things going.
And I think Rand Paul's exactly right, and that's what needs to be highlighted. But again, you got to have Mike Pence at that press conference, along with Donald Trump and everybody else saying, you know what, this is what we need to get done. Senate, step aside. You know what? What's that goofball's name? The other thug from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell? My friend, come to the table with this. Okay, they need to, the media.
I thought you were going to say McCain when you said goop.
Well, now McCain and Rand Paul are having a battle that the mainstream press loves to highlight. But you just need to say, McCain and McConnell, step aside, my friends. We've got an agenda here to accomplish. We've got a mandate for the American people, and you either come along or get out of the way. And they need to be bold and direct and stand unified, shoulder to shoulder, to move the interests of the American people forward. But, again, what they'll do is just snicker and go, ha, Rand, you're right, good point, and move on, is what they'll do.
Hey, Sheriff Mac, maybe Sam could sponsor some boldness classes on Washington, on the Capitol Hill, huh?
Well, there's actually a guy who already does that, H.L. Richardson, who is the founder of Gun Owners of America, has a book and a class about doing that very thing.
Well, he needs to help fund me, and we need to really work on this. What we need to focus on is the new media taking center stage, though, because, look, Rand Paul's doing a great job here. He's pointing out constitutional realities. He's bringing forward solutions that are effective, that work, that are constitutional, that make sense. But the mainstream press, they're willing to mention it, but they're not willing to focus on it. They're not willing to really bring it to the conclusion. My response to Senator Rand Paul, if he came on the radio with me, would be fantastic. Is Mitch McConnell willing to come on the campaign trail with you to promote this? If he's not, then we need to call him a dishonest thug and take him on. Donald, are you ready to promote one of your rallies tomorrow to highlight Rand Paul's point here? Hey, Mike Pence, my friend, are you going to walk into the Senate today and have the media trail you in while you say, look, I'm taking charge of this process because you're all failures and we're going to lose absolute control of the proper role of limited government if we don't? Okay, what's going to happen next step here? The idea has been germinated and floated. Now we got to make that idea become reality, folks. But I don't see anybody else really ready to go that far and really push like that.
He says, you know, in the Washington Times piece, he says, Mr. Paul said the solution is to rearrange the rules by having Mr. Pence act as the referee rather than the nonpartisan parliamentarian. Frankly, he says the vice president was elected, so were the senators. And he was explaining why it made sense to shift the responsibility for decisions about budget rules away from the parliamentarian. Mr. Paul also said he wants to push for association health plans in the bill, saying those could entice people off government health plans, lowering the cost of the GOP bill.
See, again, spot on, real-time solutions. But again, where's the rallying cry? Where's the unifying effort behind Rand with this? Rand's providing incredible leadership, folks, but the issue is honesty. The rest aren't coming along because they don't want to repeal Obamacare. They don't want to see a solution to this, Kurt. I'm convinced of it.
Well, that's a good point, Sam.
Where's Kellyanne Conway to bust out from outside the government and say, you know what, Rand's right. Good point. Donald's aboard.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, where's all these people? See, and they're all just, what are they doing? Oh, they're too busy. They're meeting behind closed doors to sell you down the river once again. I mean, come on. This is the stuff we're talking about here. Anyway, good job, Rand. You're right as rain. I can't say as always because I don't agree with Rand on everything, but he's spot on this one. And we got to get rid of the logjam. We got to have accountability. And I submit to you that it's about honesty. It's about the new media taking center stage. It's about a simple leadership crisis. And the answer is in transparency. With the new media taking center stage, with Trump and the leader of the Senate, Mike Pence, saying, we're going to have one subject at a time, and we're going to have read the bills, and we're going to get this done in a transparent way, and we're going to rally the American people to the cause, and the mainstream press and the insiders who are trying to shut this down. You know what? We're going to call you out, and we're going to do it so boldly, so in your face, so directly, but so, what is it, stately? So articulately, so appropriately, in the traditions of our founding fathers, that the American people will see it for what it is. The sooner they get that done, the better.
Well, they're trotting out all their buddies. Even Scott Walker, I guess, had a press conference. He was talking about, that's the governor of Wisconsin,
and
by
see,
the way.
Scott Walker about, should have a new media take center stage press conference is what he ought to have.
That's right. The Washington Times covered it, but they said he was holding up a couple of bags of Haribo candy and announcing the German-based company is going to move and put its North American manufacturing plant in southeast Wisconsin, not far from Chicago. But he also said, hey, the House needs to vote on replacing Obamacare today. So, you know, they say he's got connections to Paul Ryan, and he does. But
again, we've got to have this thing fail immediately today. The only acceptable outcome is a complete 100% repeal. Period. They promised it. Let's get it done. I don't want to discuss replacement or any other one subject at a time. Are you going to keep your promise and repeal or not? And I'm telling you, if the new media all joined together and all the leadership that we're talking about that are supposedly our friends, that are genuine, if they would tell the mainstream press to fly a kite, call them dishonest thugs like Donald did, and invest in the new media, we would change the game today, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you. But they're all stuck on stupid, and that ain't going to happen. All right, any final comments on that? Then we got other subjects, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, that kind of leads into one, and that is if Rand Paul was showing that same kind of passion and energy to free Sam Gerard, his constituent, I believe Sam Gerard would already be out.
Phenomenal point.
Yeah.
And by the way, you were able to meet with Rand Paul and others. We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment. But thefreedomcoalition.com is where you can get all the pay dirt on what's happening, all the names supporting this idea to release a couple of these people with pardons, presidential pardons, and to create a commission to work on this to say, look, there's too many wrongs. There's too many innocents in prison. There's too many people that are getting an unfair shake from what should be the limited, transparent, proper role of government. And we need to work on this. And we've basically been sending Sheriff Richard Mack to Washington, D.C. to meet with congressmen and senators. He's been doing a phenomenal job. We got an update regarding thefreedomcoalition.com, how you can be involved in more, and Rand Paul in the thick of it all. Well, in a way. In a way, not. We'll tell you about it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Curtin, the good sheriff, all on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. In his March 20th congressional testimony, FBI Director James Comey explicitly denied President Trump's claim that Barack Obama had unlawfully wiretapped the then candidate's business operations during last year's presidential campaign. He also said that the Bureau was actively investigating suspected efforts by the Russian government to interfere in the election. This may include an official investigation of independent news sources that supported Trump's candidacy. The McClatchy News Service reports that federal investigators are examining whether far-right news sites played any role last year in a Russian cyber operation that dramatically widened the reach of news stories, some fictional,
that favored Donald Trump's presidential bid, two people familiar with the inquiry say. Of particular interest is the role played by computer hackers employing programs called bots that were designed to blitz social media with links to pro-Trump stories at times when the billionaire businessman was on the defensive in the race against Democrat Hillary Clinton. Those stories, some of which have been proven to be complete fabrications from internet pranksters, were widely disseminated through Twitter and Facebook links. Other stories were sourced to alternative media outlets such as Breitbart and InfoWars that, while highly partisan, are legitimate news operations, or to Russian government-aligned publications such as RT News and Sputnik News. Even if plausible connections were made between this media activity and the Russian government, a claim for which no evidence has been presented, it would not validate accusations that Russia had hacked the election, let alone that it did so with the active participation of the Trump campaign.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sheriff Richard Mack with us, Kurt Crosby with us, Sam Bushman, yours truly on your radio. We're talking about thefreedomcoalition.com and how we can make a difference on so many topics. Sheriff Mack, right before the break, highlighted the fact that if Rand Paul were to focus on innocence in prison and freeing good, honest prisoners who don't belong there at all because the process of the rule of law has been violated in their cases, and we need innocence free. And thefreedomcoalition.com, thefreedomcoalition.com, highlights certain cases that we want pardons for and proposes a presidential commission to look into these cases and resolve them and provide recommendations to have another opportunity for the rule of law and due process to work properly. That's the focus. If Rand Paul would give enough attention to that like he is to this Obamacare and other issues, just imagine where we could be. You had the chance to sit down with Rand, right?
Well, not with Rand personally, but with his legislative.
Oh, so Rand's too busy to meet with you personally, huh?
I guess he was. All this stuff going on in Washington.
See, and this is the problem with all these Republican insiders, and I'm calling Rand an insider right now, because when you can't get a hold of him, you're coming to meet with him on behalf of one of his constituents.
Right.
And when you have a well-known celebrity who has won at the Supreme Court literally travel to Washington on behalf of one of Rand Paul's constituents who cannot appear there because he's in jail. I don't know what more high profile you can get than that, Sheriff. And if he doesn't have time for that, what of our issues does he have time for?
Well, I'm sure that there, as everybody else in Washington, is so preoccupied with all this health care and taxes and immigration and really, that just puts right back that the Democrats are controlling the narrative, controlling what Rand Paul is doing. I think that every one of them, and that's why I totally support this National Timeout Day that we are proposing, every one of them needs to just take a step back, take a deep breath, and say, what are we doing here that's really affecting the lives of American people? Have we forgot in all of this about health care? Have we forgot the little guy who has been so abused? Just say the little guy, no matter what's happened to him, because they have all promised, we will fight for America. they have all promised, well, I'll fight for the little guy. You'll be able to depend on me, you know. We're not going to allow injustice in America. None of them have addressed that issue since Donald Trump has been president. No one.
It's because they're all elected now.
Yeah, they all got in. And now what's the big thing? The wall, the illegal immigration, taxes, the budget, Republicans hate Democrats, Democrats hate Republicans, health care, get rid of Obamacare, which what they're saying is all the Republicans have been caught in the trap of, oh, yes, we totally believe in nationalized socialistic health care. We're just going to massage it and change it a little bit. So that's got me to where I really don't give a dang about nationalized health care at this point. Because
not because it's not a critical issue, but because we're going nowhere. We're stuck on stupid.
We are. And that's why I say vote for it. Get it the heck out of the way. And let's get back to the important things of the little guy who is suffering and having his life destroyed because of stupid bureaucrats. Now, I will say, I spent some really good time with your congressman, Jason Chaffetz, and another congressman in Arizona, Trent Franks. And Trent Franks said something I totally agree with. He just needs to get busier in doing it. And so does the Freedom Caucus, of which he is a member. And that is this, that no bureaucrat should have the authority to arrest anyone. And that came right from his mouth. The thing of it is, the ones who have talked to me, like Chaffetz and Biggs and Franks and Gosar and a few others, Gohmert from Texas, who hasn't done a thing since I last spoke to him, the thing of it is, every single one of them are responsible for these things happening. They are. Rand Paul is. The Democrats are. But they are the ones who oversee every one of these federal bureaucrats, and they have done nothing to rein this in. And if Trent Franks, who is a dear friend of mine, he's very positive with this whole thing, but he'll still say, but man, I'm really busy. I'm really tied up with all this stuff, all this other stuff. No, you're not. Shove it to the side where it belongs. Take a time out and address the issues of freedom and liberty in this country. And that means the little guy who is languishing and suffering in prison and being slowly tortured by having his family stripped from him. These people need to wake up and take a step back, and somebody needs to lead the way, and I would expect somebody like Rand Paul and Trent Franks and Jason Chaffetz to be the one.
And Mike Lee.
Lead the way. And Mike Lee, yes. Lead the way.
And Ted Cruz. Let's just keep naming them.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, Gohmert, and I went into another office while I was there of Guthrie, Brett Guthrie, who is a Kentucky representative. These people need to start taking care of their constituents. Why is it, Sam, that you and I are taking care of their constituents more than they are?
And then if I try to call or get an appointment to take care of their constituents, they basically have this little thing. Are you from Kentucky? No, I'm not. So then we're not going to even give you a chance to get involved. The only way I can get to them is to lie and say I'm from Kentucky and then say, well, I'm not really from Kentucky, but the guy that I'm representing here is, and he's in prison, and there you go, right? But that's how they play the game. When they want my money, they don't care if I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, no.
When they go ahead and want me to interact with them, though, then, man, that's all too common way to shut me out, right?
It is, and that's the political nature of Washington, D.C. If I'd have walked in there with a $10,000 check, I'm sure that everybody would have just jumped for me. But when you're talking about a poor Amish farmer, you know,
I almost want to raise the money and go to Washington, D.C. with a $10,000 check and just start with my check and my way to grease the wheels and everything else and then just see how far I get as a case study.
Yeah, that would be a very interesting case study.
I'm Sam Bushman here, Rand Paul or Mike Lee or Ted Cruz, you know, whoever you are. And I'm here to go ahead and just put a chunk of change into your next election cycle, my friends, and get that done. And then, you know, put that there, come back about two or three days later and say, hey, it's Sam. And I'm just wondering if Rand's available.
And know what? I really do like Rand Paul. I'm not saying I don't.
I agree.
Great things, and I know you do too. But I tell you what, all these great guys, Trent Franks is a friend of mine, and I love him. He's a great guy. And he has his head on straight. But I'm going to tell him and Jason Chaffetz and everyone else, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, I don't care who you are, every one of you should be doing more or doing something to get Sam Girard out of prison, to be getting Steve and Dwight Hammond out of prison, to get these federal bureaucrats off the backs of the American people and wake up and smell the coffee that this is America and these things are not allowed here. And Trent Franks, you said that no bureaucrat should be making an arrest in this country. You and the rest of the Freedom Caucus need to lead the way and take this bull by the horn. Stop all this other ridiculous minutia of Washington, D.C. politics and do something for the little guy that really makes a difference for everyone, the freedom of every single American in this country.
Now, you've had two trips to Washington, D.C. on behalf of thefreedomcoalition.com. And yes, one of your headlines is you've been reporting in the blog section. Click on news to read the blog of what's happening, what we're doing day to day. But the headline says, my first visit was to Trump Tower. Now, again, we can't even get a hold of those who are family members of the president. So you got a high-profile issue, innocence in prison. You got a high-profile leader, former Sheriff Richard Mack, who beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, basically coming on behalf of a Kentucky and other constituents saying, listen, we really need to talk about this and work on this. So he tries to go to the Trump Tower in an effort to maybe even meet with some of the children, adult children of Donald, or somebody that's there that might be able to help. And what happened at the Trump Tower, sir? This is an example of this politics thing.
Well, after you wade through all the SWAT teams and the Secret Service, you get to this kind of a booth, a podium. It looks like a podium. And there's the last guy before you can get on an elevator. And he says, you can't go up unless someone has called the Trump people and introduced them to you or introduced you to them and what you're about.
All right. Now, I've tried to call to do just that. And they say, well, you got to have somebody recommend you before you can talk to somebody to make your phone call.
Right.
Now, I'm not here to trash Donald over this. What I'm saying is we've created an insider group that's so tied up with security, so tied up with the agenda of the Democrats and the insiders, that we don't have a prayer until we break this logger jam, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're trying to do. TheFreedomCoalition.com, Sam, Kurt, and Mac in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been incredibly forthright. We've been very direct to the point of almost negativity. And I don't want to be negative. I want to focus on solutions and I want to focus on opportunity. We've really brought out some of the facts, though, and we're pointing out the problems because you cannot move forward and solve problems that you don't acknowledge exist. So we've done that now, but is there any good news in all this, Sheriff?
Yeah, I thought so. When Rand Paul's legislative counsel, who is an attorney, who works with Rand very closely on all of this, he reached out to me several times, both by email and phone. And he gave me some good advice, and he gave me some good reviews of what a pardon actually takes. He's been close to it and knows a lot about it. And we talked about several different ways that Senator Paul, Rand Paul, could be involved in it. And he was not pushing me aside at all. And he was not trying to hurry me out of the office, so to speak, like many of the others did. And so I felt really encouraged by my visit with Jason Chaffetz. I felt better about what we're doing. I felt a lot better after I talked to Trent Franks and several others. Louis Gohmert, I did not really feel good about him. I think I thought he was just a token visit. And just gave me lip service, and he's really one of these staunch freedom guys, but he seemed to be just too preoccupied with everything else that he didn't really pay any attention to what I was saying and doing. But again, you asked for the positive. I really felt good about Rand Paul's staff. This was they one of them in particular recognized me as soon as I walked into the office. And I was talking to him, and then another one said, look, I'm going to follow up with this. I'm going to make sure what you're saying gets to the right people that are going to do something. That was the first time we'd received that in his office or just about any other office. And that I did speak with, his name is Randall Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. He's the attorney for Rand Paul and works in his office as his legislative counsel. I felt really good about it, and I really feel good also about the options that we talked about, and that I'm going to get back with Senator Paul's people and say, you know what, we talked about that as an alternative, and I think that we need to try that one now.
And we're going to pursue every legitimate avenue, and those guidance issues are several of them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and I'll tell you one of them. That I think that we're going to have to push now, and after talking with some of the attorneys that actually do presidential pardons, I talked to one yesterday, and he says, I talked to an attorney in Washington, D.C. who says people do this, that there's attorneys who do this pro bono, and he goes, I'm not aware of any of them, and he says they're not supposed to. And he says, I'll tell you why. Because he said, most of these attorneys that get involved in any of this have malpractice insurance, and malpractice insurance companies say, you cannot do stuff for free, or you're not going to be covered. And so, anyway, this attorney says, I usually charge $20,000 for a presidential pardon, getting in front of the president. He says, okay. He says, I really love what you're doing and love what you're talking about. This guy was from Boston. He says, I'll do it for $3,500. And then I'm sitting there shaking my – I said – first thing I said to myself, Sam, I said, well, that's a pretty good price. And then I'm going, what am I talking about, good price? Congress and senators. Senator Paul should be doing this, and it would cost nothing.
Well, and again, if you had an attorney, what would he do if he were able to go see the president with Rand? If Rand and this attorney sat down, how much would he charge then if he had Rand help him get the appointment,
Rand
speeding it up and
attorney,
simplifying the whole process?
He has a bunch of attorneys. He has this, his attorney that I talked to could go take him over there to do that.
No, I get it,
Rand,
but I'm saying if you
by himself.
But if you had an attorney that knew what he was doing, that just agreed to do it for $3,500 on the spot, how?
Right.
If we had a senator accompany you and go and help and the senator's attorneys doing the work to support your efforts and doing a lot of the legwork or the legal work and so now what would it take to do it? And you know what? There's a way to get this done, folks. And again, we've just got to keep working on it. What we need is time
and
money.
You can remove Sam. You could remove the attorney from it entirely. If Rand Paul, because this is the thing, this is one of the alternatives that he and his attorney and I talked about, and that was this. I said, could Rand Paul take this in front of the president himself without going through that protocol or process that is normally done? And he said, of course he could. He said, should it be done that way? He says, I don't know. He said, could he do it that way? Yes, he could.
Well, and I agree with the attorney that maybe there's a better way to go. I'm all ears to learn. I've never done this before, so I'm not going to pretend I know everything. But I am going to say this.
You know, maybe we ought to get together, you know, half the $3,500 and say, Senator Paul, would you do it for half? anyway, get a bargain.
Let's take this. Let's look at this. The other one that we already have in our hands, Sam, and that is the example from Governor Brownback, who wrote a letter for Cox and Kettler to get them pardoned, he wrote it directly to the president. Does he not know that you have to get this expensive lawyer to go through all this process? You see, I don't think Brownback's that naive regarding presidential pardon.
Well, but we also don't know if Brownback's letter has got anywhere. We don't know if the president's seen it or not at all. So maybe it's a token effort. And he knows full well that's not the way to get it done, but he wants to look good. And so he put it out there knowing full well it'll never have the pay dirt to get anything done.
Probably. Or he knows that get it in front of Trump and you've got it done, regardless of the attorneys or the protocol or the process.
Well, and I personally think that is the case.
And you might very well be right. But I do know that if the Freedom Caucus took this over to the president, it would be taken care of. It would. If Rand Paul went over there and he said,
Can you get Sam Gerard out of prison and pardon him? And by the way, repeal Obamacare at the same time, please? That kind of an idea, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And folks, so, we got our work cut out for us. It takes time and money. And you know what? We appreciate everybody that's already been involved and put their money where their mouth is and everything else. But we need more. Folks, this stuff isn't free. And no one's getting rich here. We're all going broke. But we're all willing to give our time and our efforts and our own money. And we're hoping other folks will put their money where their mouth is and do the same. TheFreedomCoalition.com is where you go. And we're using every penny to try to bust some people out of prison who don't deserve to be there. You can review each case on the website, TheFreedomCoalition.com. And even though we're fairly critical and fairly candid about some of these politicians and the entrenched systems that they have in D.C. that give us no hope, we have great hope in the fact that we have met with some people and we have positive signs. And hopefully we can take this to the next logical step for freedom. Look, Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack, Kirk Crosby don't gain a single thing by this, Sheriff.
No, I'm not in prison and I'm not facing prison, and neither are you and neither is Kirk.
But one of the main reasons we do it is, well, it could be us, you know.
Yeah, it could
it's
be
not,
our children.
You know, and so we treat others as if we'd be in their spot. And these guys, you know, they need our support, and we appreciate everybody who's anteed up. We hope for more. You know, it's cool to see the guys that go on the freedomcoalition.com and put in a nickel or two.
And I'm not saying we don't
message,
have a value, you know, in promoting freedom. I'm just saying that we don't have anything personally to gain. We don't gain financially. We don't gain with our, there's no advantage to me except for the principle of liberty.
I'm not going there and saying, can you help Sam Bushman? Can you help Sheriff Mack? Can you help Kirk? And, you know, I'm not doing that. You know, there's a very strong issue that I would love some congressman and senator to attack for me right now, and that's the problem I'm having with my Social Security. And, I mean, it's really bad. Sam, I have never brought that up in any of this conversation, and none of this has ever come up. I don't want anybody to get sidetracked on this, and we've allowed so many of these senators and congressmen to get sidetracked. And that's what.
Amen. I want to go to them and have them quit raping my wallet to fund the media opposition.
But Sheriff Mack,
tax dollar. I don't want that either.
I think the main reason that Sheriff Mack does it so he can save on a bill or a gym membership. He likes walking all around Capitol Hill, you know, getting all that exercise going from place to place. I mean, in those big cowboy boots, I think it's
so that he can sit down and watch
it.
Movies with Kirk Crosby.
Yeah.
And they can sleep through them.
Well, that's the thing about my boots. You see, I don't have a big enough bag to carry my boots in while I walk in tennis shoes between buildings and then switch and put my boots on. And
well, to go to GoFundMe and create a new bag for this purpose.
Yeah,
you call it the presidential bag.
Wow.
All I'm telling you, folks, is there's not a personal agenda here for any of us.
There is.
But we do believe that this is a critical component of the sacred cause of liberty and the proper role of limited government. And if we ever had a better chance to get it done, it's now. There's no better
chance. Thanks for all your
now.
Support, ladies and gentlemen. We sure appreciate it.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, final word, Sheriff, and then Kurt.
Well, Sam, you know, I think all of us, not just Washington, D.C. politicians, all of us need to take a step back and take a time out and review everything we're doing.
It's going to happen on April Fool's Day, but we ain't fooling. TheFreedomCoalition.com is where you learn more, where you get involved. Would you please help us with this serious, serious issue? TheFreedomCoalition.com. Thank you, Sheriff.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Kurt, last 10 seconds are yours, sir.
We, again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Sheriff. Thanks for all the good efforts. God bless America.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. We, the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Donate, get involved. Every penny, every effort you make to help grow what we're doing will indeed help restore the sacred cause of liberty. TheFreedomCoalition.com. For Sam and Kurt and the crew, this nation shall endure.